7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy, don't know if this is gonna work. Might get windy. Oh, can we get down there in time? Hello, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for some wind. Ah, damn it. Okay. Yeah, we gotta go outside. It's outside day. And because it's Sunday, I'm down at the creek because we can't go. Okay, well, let's start at the beginning. 1930 UTC, time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm walking under canopy right now because we have to go outside. It didn't look this windy at my house, and I did watch for quite a while. Maybe we're just having some gusts of wind. I'm looking into the fox area, looking for foxes. I don't see any fox dudes. We gotta get low. We gotta get low to avoid some wind, so let's get down into the creek. Yeah, here it comes. Big wind. Okay, not too bad. It is getting a little bit trickier to get down here. Oh, it's very slippery. The leaves, the dried leaves on top of the hard-packed dirt make it very slippery. Okay. Now I'm tripping on stuff. I've basically made it down to the bottom. Oh my God. Okay, first things first, let's go check the water because we need to look for golf balls. Because I had another golf ball dream. And that might not seem significant to you, but think about it. Think about the pattern and what has happened. Okay, last week I found a blue golf ball on a Sunday. 1 week after dreaming about finding a blue golf ball, you know, the previous Sunday, the Sunday before. Well, that's just crazy. And here it is. It's Sunday again. Guess what happened to me overnight? Tobe, did you dream of a blue golf ball? No, but I did dream about golf balls. There's a white golf ball right here. Uh-oh. It's a number 10 Precept MC. Never seen anything like it. Huh. It's a white golf ball. I'm leaving it. I got to get over this Precept business. Anyway, I had a dream. I had a dream that I was out and about somewhere with somebody. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was with my brother. And we had lots of animal tracks. These are old, though. These are foxy tracks. We went to Miracle Hills, and apparently there was a new shopping center there, but there's also the old golf course is still there, and blah, blah, blah. And as we were walking through, I noticed that they changed the golf course, and there was like a putting greens and stuff. Right up against this little area that was easily accessible. And all I could think was, oh my God, this place is so great. This is so perfect because this is where I can dump all my colorful golf balls. What's that sound? Yeah. So in my dream, I was really happy because I thought, oh yeah, I can bring all those extra colored golf balls that I don't really want. And we can dump them here. And I think there was a miniature golf course too or something. It was just all just a little bit too perfect. Of course it was too perfect. And then I woke up. Yeah, and I woke up at an ungodly hour. My cat was making noise, and my cat got crazy, started running around, started jumping on me, launching off me, running across the room, catapult off tub, zing, always a fun game for cats. And then I started having a pretty serious sinus thing. And then after that, I couldn't go back to sleep, so... And so then I was up for a while. A good hour and a half or so, and then I did fall back asleep. And so I got up late, and now my schedule's all weird. My sleep schedule's weird. My eating schedule might be weird, but I'm trying to not to get that messed up. But it's weird because yesterday I didn't really eat much. I just grazed a little yesterday, barely ate anything. And not that much in caloric content. And I thought, well, that was weird. But then, no, the day before that, I did eat a lot. I made plov. Oh, somebody's been digging here. Who's been digging? Somebody's been digging in the sand. We've got some animal action down here, but I don't see any of the animules yet. So I've had kind of a strange day, but I am feeling pretty all right. I got to go to the store, but it's Sunday, yeah. So maybe I'll go to the store later tonight. Maybe I'll go to the store tomorrow. Maybe I'll climb up on the far bank and come up here to check to see if we can find any golf balls in this area. I don't see any. I have a feeling there's a white golf ball up there. I have a feeling that the golf season is pretty much over. For the most part. At least around here. Oh yeah, okay. Let's cross the creek. Lots of good tracks. Lots of good tracks here. Jump up on the bank here. That was not a smart move because my feet might have been wet and that was a bad angle. And blah, 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 but it worked. So hey, I'm now thinking about where do I want to go? I think I want to go downstream today. And so I'm working my way over. Oh, I thought I saw something, but no, working my way over to the insertion point. Yeah. Who's up there? Very suspicious. Am I being watched? Am I being watched? Okay, there are some little birds doing little bird stuff. And I now gotta do this weird thing where I pretty much need to jump into the creek onto this rock. And there are animal tracks right there. Okay. I pulled it off successfully. And now I'm walking across the rocks, hoppity hop, onto the sand. Alright, so what did I do last night? Well, I had to watch a lot of sports yesterday. And because I missed some sports, I had to watch some sports highlights to catch up on the sports that I missed. Because it was super sportsy. And then, that's coming from behind me anyway. Somebody's barbecuing. Anyway, I was watching some more educational stuff, and you know, doing synthesizer stuff. I can't shake this idea that I want to build what I'm referring to as a utility synthesizer. And what is a utility synthesizer, Tobe? Well, you know, it's just this synth. And it isn't anything, you know, like super special. It doesn't have any, you know, modern science fiction super digital muck slicing gazingans of Blanc. It doesn't have any of that. It's just a regular, real synth. And it's analog. It's 100% analog. And it's just a panel. And you can buy the board and populate it yourself. And that's the other thing. This synthesizer is modular. Okay, so maybe some of the things aren't... I almost fell down, pre-connected. Lots of jacks. The funny thing is the jacks tend to be the expensive thing, but no, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. You know, maybe you can't afford to build some of the modules, so just don't populate it. Since nothing's connected on the board, see where I'm going with this? It's an interesting idea, but it seems impractical. The problem is, I want to keep this really cheap. You know, it should be, here, buy this great analog synthesizer. And it's only, you know, $100 or less. That's the price point I'm looking for. And so, I'm looking for golf balls by the Hentia tree here. So last night I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about all the features. Yeah, even though this is kind of a generic utility synthesizer, I was thinking about what features do I want? What layout do I want? What do I want this to be? You know, you got to have two oscillators. You got to have a LFO. You got to have a baby 8 sequencer. You got to have clock divider. You got to do this, that, the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. Got to have a filter. Got to have, you know, a VCA. You got to have all the stuff. And then you might as well, since LEDs and diodes don't cost jack, you might as well throw in some. Hey, there's something weird in the water down there. It looks like a golf ball. Blah, blah, blah. Suddenly, there's no way I can make this synthesizer, because now I'm over budget. Okay, wait. What the hell is that? There's a golf ball down there, and it's weird. It's in the creek. It's in the water. It's going to be difficult to get. I'm not going to be able to use a stick. There's no good sticks around here. What the hell is that golf ball? It looks like it's a yellow and orange Strixon Bicolor. But it can't be a Bicolor because I don't see any, there's no hard line. There's no hard, okay, hold on. I got to concentrate because I got to do a controlled fall here. Oh, good. Okay, got it. This is the tricky part. Now I don't even know where it was. Where did it go? Oh, it's over there, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Okay. Here we go. How did I do this? There we go. I'm down, standing in the middle of the creek, in the mud. And there's something over here. Can I get to it? Where can I step? It is definitely a golf ball. It is definitely weird. Okay. Strategy. And I got it. Okay. Never seen a golf ball like this before. Is this meant to be this way, or did somebody get cute? We gotta rinse it off. We've got a very unique golf ball. If this is not somebody screwing around and painting golf balls at their house, who would do that? What kind of freaky, weird-ass idiot would paint? Oh, right. If this is legitimate and comes from the factory this way, this is a first find. Oh my God, how glad am I that we came down here today. I'm trying to get some of this mud off, because it's kind of doity. Yeah, there's some more white golf balls laying around here. Holy cow, okay. This does appear to be an intentionally two-colored golf ball. It might not be. Somebody who knows how to paint, who has a good air gun and the right kind of paint, could do this. But this is a yellow and orange Vice number 4. And look at all these animal tracks in the mud here. We got raccoon, we got marmot, we got fox, we got possum, we got squirrel. It's great. Okay, so this ball is sort of yellow on one side and sort of light orange on the other side. Yeah, I might call it mango. But there's no hard line like the Strixon balls. You know, the Strixon ball, there's a very distinct equator that encircles the ball, defining the red side and the yellow side. This is not like that. This ball fades. It fades from orange to yellow. There's no terminator. There's no hard equator. Oh, it's awesome. And it's a Vice. Now, is this real? Or did somebody put this together in their garage? I'm inclined to think it's real. Just because it looks good, the paint does not cover the logo, but maybe they use transparent paint, but you can't give people that much credit. They're not that smart. Your basic golf ball hackers. But this is Vice. This is Vice brand, and Vice makes some really strange golf balls in bright colors. And, oh, speaking of which, I think this is glossy. It's still wet. I'm going to put it in my pocket. Let it dry off. Then we'll check it for finish again. Because if this is glossy, this is the first glossy bicolor ball that we have found. Which, again, you know, makes today a great first finding day. Bicolor. Tobe, what is this word? Bicolor. You keep saying bicolor. Is bicolor. Two-colored golf balls are bicolor. 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 I'm down here at the end of the creek. Looking around. I'm in the special golf ball zone. Seeing this? It has come true again. We're in the very special golf ball zone where we have found the most special and unique golf balls. And no, I did not split the infinitive there for unique. It was just an unclear antecedent. This is where we found the oak leaf ball, the dark red glossy, and those weird not soccer ball logo soccer balls. Now we have found this hippie crossfade, orange to yellow, Vice bicolor. And it's been in my pocket for a while. It's pretty dry. I've taken out of my pocket. I think it's glossy. 99% sure it's glossy. Wow, what a cool golf ball. Oh, what a good find today. And is it because I dreamed about golf balls last night? I didn't really dream about golf balls last night so much as I dreamt about golf courses. Either way, having golf ball dreams and then finding golf balls. Oh, and maybe it's just because I saw good movies last night. There's so much great stuff on TV last night. Gidget was on again. I love that movie. I love that movie. Although the title isn't exactly woke anymore, they're going to have to put the warning on that one now, too. You know, I was kind of hoping I'd run into some mushrooms or something today, but yeah, I think more rain is coming. I was watching the Weather Channel stuff, and I noticed that it's going to get cooler, and it's windy right now. They said something was coming, but then we didn't get it, so blah. Welcome to the Weather Channel. Alright, I'm back down in the creek. Big wind is coming. Somehow the wind managed to get down here into the creek. How unusual. And I'm kind of walking back the way I came. Wondering if I'm going to be able to get up. Oh yeah, we learned this trick the other day when the water was really low. We can just kind of come down here. Who's that? Mr. Squirrely. Hi, Squirrely. So nice. So nice, Mr. Squirrely Squirrel. Ugh. Yep, now my shoes are getting chunky with mud. And then we gotta walk in the loam. Loamy. Ugh. Ugh. So soft and loamy. Can barely walk. It's like walking on a Tempur foam mattress, for God's sake. Ugh. You ever seen cats do that? You know, if you haven't, you know, just get on your computer. Cats on Tempur foam mattress for the first time. That's what walking in loam feels like. And if you're wondering why a cat is freaking out about walking on Tempur foam, go walk on loam. Was ist los? I see something else very colorful down in the creek. And can we get down there? And that's going to require a stick, is it not? And we got a stick right here. I see something. I don't know if it's actually a ball or not, because it looks like it's covered by leaves. So I just can only see an orange thing. And that orange thing could just be another leaf. And this is where it's gonna get really tricky and slippery. Ooh, yeah, overran it, and we're good. Oh, it is a ball. Move some of these leaves out of the way. And what do we got? Oh, we got an orange callaway. Number two. It's very dirty. So I'm gonna wash off. Oh, that reminds me of something else. What was I watching yesterday? On the Dumb Channel. There was a bunch of Pink Panther movies on. What channel is that? 84. And the Joanna Lumley one was on. I actually watched it for a few minutes. Laughing. Oh my god. Okay, so now I'm back down in the loam. I can see white golf balls in the water. I gotta get out of the loam. Why did I bother to pick up this orange golf ball? It's not that interesting. Well, we'll put it with the free giveaways. The ones that I'm gonna dump in somebody's yard on their personal putting green. Yes, and I do know where there are a few. I just need to I just need to get busy. You know, it's that time of year for doing these kind of crazy things. It's nice and cool. I can go outside without, you know, sweating to death. Gets dark a little bit earlier. It's time for some adventures, isn't it? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But as for me, I'm kind of working my way back the way I came. And I'm admiring all the animal tracks on the trail. It's very nice. And I'm looking for golf balls up on the ridge, because I'm just a mere 3 meters below the surface of the golf course. Do-do-do-do. You know, there was something else I was going to tell you. Now I can't remember where it was. Is it about the 339? I don't know. I found an interesting circuit. I was looking for something else. Okay, remember yesterday when I was complaining about the 3909s? And what am I going to do with all the damn 3909s and blah, blah, blah? Well, on the page in the book before the 3909 example diagrams, there are example diagrams for the 339. The 339 is a quad comparator. I use them for various things, and I just so happen to have one and two in my basement at all times, in case I need one. It's a chip, people. It's a chip. It's a 14-leg dip chip. Chips and dip. And I found this circuit. And the circuit is basically how to use a 339 to make a LED sort of bar graph meter. And I thought, what? And all I need is a bunch of resistors. I could put this in my synth, my LED synth module, blah, blah, blah. And I still could do this. But this does require power. This is not passive like my other LED module. But yeah, and I even have 339s laying around. Why am I not doing this? I don't know. I was doing a lot of synth thinking last night, and I'm still thinking about the utility synth. I'm going to build the utility synth. And there's the other thing about the utility synth is it's going to be pretty generic. It certainly isn't going to be a new design, a new architecture. No. This is going to be... That fox is around here. See, he's been living up in that... in that ravine for so long, I can just smell his scent coming out of there. This is going to be some fairly traditional, widely known, widely used circuits. We want to have the sound, that analog sound that everybody has, that everybody wants. Maybe I need to start working on that. Who wants in on this project? I can probably get the money, so that's not an issue. We'll make some boards. We'll make some panels. It's the panels that are going to be the expensive thing. Who wants to buy panels? It's the panels that's going to... Regardless. This is what I'm going to be working on today. Right after listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to climb out of the creek with these golf balls.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.